So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That is a Post-Gazette columnist and Pirates analyst, Noah Hyles, on his new Pirates podcast with former Pirate super utility man Josh Harrison, talking about the Schwarber thing that went kaput today because he re-upped with the Phillies, signing a five-year deal there. And Noah said it's not something to get excited about, but it's also noteworthy. Well, give me the... Noah's with us right now on the fan hotline. Give us the thing that, in a positive way, is noteworthy about it.
I think it's noteworthy in the sense where this was a legitimate offer. I mean, if you look at the final number that was offered, Alex Stumpf of MLB.com reported that it was a 4 years, 125. That's the highest AAV offered from any team for Schwarber. It's slightly higher than the $30 million a year average of which he signed for. And even if that's not the case, I know other people have reported the 4 year 120 number. Either way, that's a legitimate offer, and you don't make that offer if you're not prepared to pay it. Now, granted, they didn't have to pay it. They didn't get the winning bid, so it's not worth celebrating. You don't get patted on the back for trying in this industry, but I think it is noteworthy because, again, they were prepared to make that type of free agent signing, and that's a substantial contract to offer someone. And if you're prepared to offer that to Kyle Schwarber, then theoretically you should be prepared to offer that to other players who are still available in free agency. That's why I think it's noteworthy. Again, what? Not patting them on the back, just saying that this is significant news. I think
your take then, Noah, on this sort of devil's advocate position on the offer itself, it was, I thought, pretty well known in the industry that the overwhelming likelihood was that Schwarber would take a contract in Philly where they wanted him, he wanted them. And unless somebody went way on an overpay, he was probably going to end up back there. So I've seen it posited that they put this out there for real. They said this is a real offer we are making to the player with like probably 95% or greater certainty that he was not going to take that offer because the Phillies were always going to be the easy front runner in this whole thing. And that you can put that out there for like good PR. Worst case scenario, he signs it. Holy crap. Okay. But you know, he's probably not going to.
I mean, I don't think there's a coincidence that the Pirates offers were the ones that were continually known to the public.
Who do you think's putting that out there?
Who do you think's
putting that? I will say, I think it could benefit both sides. I think the Pirates putting that out there, I mean, on a very shallow analysis point, you could say, oh, they're just trying to appease their fans and show that they're trying. I think it also sends a message to a lot of baseball players who they have to try to convince that they're actually trying to spend some money. I mean, in addition to the fans who don't believe anything about this organization trying, the players in Major League Baseball are skeptical. And that message is received when they say, okay, well, if they're offering that to Schwarber, I probably won't get that much offered to me, but hey, maybe that they're willing, maybe they're willing to offer something significant. And then on the other side of things, I wouldn't be shocked if Schwarber's camp leaked this, because he basically said, fellas, this is what the Pirates are willing to pay me. Someone else has got to be willing to offer me something equal or more. And he got an equal AAV or something a little less, depending on the report. And he got that additional year. And you saw the other reports that showed what Baltimore offered and Cincinnati offered. It was classic leverage on both sides. I think both camps wanted that number out there. I agree that I don't think the Pirates ever truly anticipated getting Schwarber, but I think that their efforts to get him were serious. I mean, when you make an offer like that, it is noteworthy, and it shows that they have the green light, at least from Nutting, to spend that type of money in this offseason, which is something none of us really anticipated.
How much happening. Do you think they're going to... Oh, sorry, Noah. How much do you think they're going to have to pay a Pirates tax on any player that they would get, where they might have had to, if they really wanted Schwarber to seriously consider them, it might have had to be 5 years, $175 million, go $5 million above per year what the Phillies offered?
Yeah, I think that is going to have to vary upon the player, right? I mean, if you're looking at a guy like Cody Bellinger, who's a little younger, you're probably going to have to offer him more length than anyone. Give him 7 or 8 years where everyone else is offering 5 or 6. If you're looking at a guy like Schwarber, for example, right, it would probably come down to dollars. If you're looking at someone who's even a little bit older, who's already been paid, then maybe an additional year could go there, or maybe you're looking at club options. It's going to have to be the sweetest deal, but every player's version of the sweetest deal is different. I look at the Polanco reports right now, Jorge Polanco, and I don't think it's a coincidence that A, the Pirates have been attached to this guy for weeks now, and B, the reports surfacing attached to his name right now are saying that A, he wants to sign before the winter meetings are done, and B, he's not a fan of the idea of signing with a team that hasn't had a recent proven track record of playing competitive baseball. He's essentially saying, hey, Pirates, if you really want me, you're going to have to pay up. You're going to have to pay up big bucks, and it's going to have to happen within the next 48 hours. Otherwise, you're going to give more opportunities for other teams. I think that's kind of how I'm reading between the lines.
Noah, who do you think is now the most logical fit for the Pirates?
I would say free agency-wise, Polanco. Yeah. Is a guy that I've had my mind on since the start of the offseason. O'Hearn is another guy. I think O'Hearn might be the better play there, because I think he'll be cheaper of the two. And if you get O'Hearn, you can probably do a little bit more through trade. If I were running the team, my number one target would be Ketel Marte. I'd be figuring out a way to make a trade to get him.
And he has a no trade clause for the Pirates, correct?
You can get around that. You find a way to convince him to waive that no trade clause. If it's changing that final year in his contract to a player option, or if it's reconstructing that deal to maybe kick in a little extra cash. And there are plenty of stories in baseball history where guys added incentives into their deals or perks. Maybe he wants a suite for every home game or on the road. Maybe he wants this or that. You know, you can't go down that Kawhi Leonard route, but you got to be smart with how you do it. But overall, there are ways to get around that. And if I'm the Pirates, I think that's probably the easier route to go, as opposed to trying to outbid the Mets and the Phillies and the Dodgers in free agency. You have the trade capital to probably make a deal with Arizona. And if the only thing stopping you is convincing Ketel Marte to want to play in Pittsburgh, then find a way to convince him.
Noah, now that they have been credibly connected to having made this kind of an offer to Schwarber, they got connected to Naylor, but he never was going to leave Seattle. It was pretty evident.
Yeah.
How bad will this hurt them, in your opinion, with their fans, if after all this early talk in the offseason about them being much different in their posture, they end up with the same kind of offseason as far as tangible assets acquired that we have become accustomed to?
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
They have to have a big name on that stage at Pirate Fest. I think that's the final weekend in January, January 30th, I believe. Uh-huh. Yeah, you cannot show up empty-handed to Pirate Fest this year. You cannot send Donnie Kelly and Ben Charrington and Travis Williams out on that stage if you have not backed up this.
If they haven't done that, they might have to send Charrington out in the Pope Mobile on the stage.
Seriously, I mean, so like last year, people showed up upset. If they do not back up any of this rhetoric that's existed from pretty much the day after Paul Skenes won his Cy Young, when that report said that he wasn't happy, if they don't back this up, it's going to be 10 times worse than it was last year. So they have about a month and a half to get it done.
Do you think they have any shot at signing the other big free agents, Tucker, Bellinger, Alonso, even Suarez?
Some of the guys, I don't know. I mean, Bellinger's tough because I believe he's a Boris guy.
Yep.
I think... If you're trying to really read the tea leaves, it seems like they've been doing a lot of business with guys in the Excel agency. I believe that was Josh Naylor's agency. That was Schwarber's agency. That's Connor Griffin's agency. And I know one of the two Japanese sluggers, I want to say it's Morikawa, is a part of that agency as well. Mm. So maybe follow those tea leaves. That's the best I can give as far as analysis. I haven't
been. What's this guy's deal, the Japanese sources. Player? What's his deal?
I mean, there's two of them. There's one that starts with an O, but Murakami is the better of the two. He's 25 years old. He profiles very similar to Schwarber, actually. He's a corner infielder with a lot of pop. He's only 25 years old. And the other one, I don't want to mispronounce his last name.
Sure.
He's a little older. I think he's 29 or 30, but they're both potential 30 home run bats. Obviously, you're taking a little bit of a gamble when you're getting a hitter from Japan, because Japanese hitters are taught more bat to ball rather than timing velocity. So velocity will obviously be a challenge when they come over to the States. But we've seen in these last 3-4 years, Otani aside, these other guys have come in and been plug and play middle of the lineup orders. When you look at Seiya Suzuki for the Cubs, Jung Ho Lee from the Giants, these guys are impact bats. And I think that if you're going to overspend on anyone, it might make sense if you're the Pirates to go big on those guys, because I don't think that you would get into the same type of bidding war for a talent like theirs compared to guys who are already established in Major League Baseball, who are well aware of the Pirates' organizational stigma, and their agencies are more plugged in to that stigma as well.
Can Ben Charrington bring himself to go outside of his comfort zone and give up more in a trade and pay a player maybe a little bit more than he thinks he's worth? Can he do that, Noah?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to wait to find out, right?
I've got my concerns about that.
I mean, if you look at Ben's history, he's always been someone who held his own guys to a very high value. He did that in Boston. He did that in Toronto, and he's doing it here. He's always valued his prospects. And if you look at his free agent history, even at previous stops, he hasn't taken a ton of big swings throughout his GM career. And the ones he's taken big swings on have not traditionally gone well. You look at Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval. Those are two of the worst free agent contracts ever signed. And it's kind of a similar situation that he's in now, where entering that year, it was pretty much put on him by ownership. We have to do something different, take a big swing. And so you hope that it won't have that same result. I don't know. And I don't know if it'll be the same exact situation as far as having that big of a bankroll to go. I think you'd probably be more lenient to make a more aggressive trade. I think if he's really invested and has a good opportunity to land an elite player, he should strongly consider trading any prospect that's not named Connor Griffin or Bubba Chandler.
Noah Hyles, check him out in the Post-Gazette. Also, check out his Pirates podcast with James Harrison, or Josh Harrison. If James Harrison was on there, you'd really get some numbers. What's it called again?
Bucko Territory, part of the Foul Territory Network.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.